A new study shows women from a South Asian background are at a higher risk of experiencing a stillbirth. It's hoped the findings of the Victorian research will make doctors more aware of the risks different patients face, as Stephanie Corsetti reports.
As any parent knows, every child is different, but so too are mothers. Now research suggests the cultural background of mums can contribute to the risk of stillbirth. South Asian mothers are 27% more likely to experience a stillbirth compared to Australian-born mothers. Dr. Miranda Davies-Tuck is the study's lead author from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research.
This particular observation has been seen previously, but it's not really been taken any further. Here in Australia, South Asian people are our largest groups of migrants coming into Australia under the Skilled Migration Program. So we really need to make sure that we're tailoring care to all women who are giving birth in Australian hospitals.
The study looked at 700,000 births and stillbirths between 2000 and 2011 in Victoria. It found the ethnicity of mothers is a risk factor in stillbirth, but it's not on the radar of clinicians. Monash Health is trialling new clinical guidelines involving surveillance from 39 weeks instead of 41 weeks. Dr. Davies-Tuck hopes this will allow practitioners to pick up on the risk for mothers earlier.
At the moment, it's not even considered a risk factor. So the clinicians that are looking after women from these regions don't even know that they actually experience stillbirth at a much higher rate. So it's really hard for the people looking after the women to address this if they don't even know that it's a potential risk factor.
What also concerns Dr. Davies-Tuck is the fact the rate of stillbirths has not changed in the last decade. According to the Stillbirth Foundation Australia, in 40% of cases, the cause of death is unknown. One reason for that high rate could be ageing of the mother's placenta, which can cause women not to go into labour naturally.
And so we're doing some other research concurrently to try and understand what particular factors within the placenta might explain that ageing. And there is some data already to suggest that the way the placenta ages differs between women of different ethnicities, and we're exploring those genes and the DNA component of that right now.
The findings also reveal Middle Eastern and African-born mothers had a higher stillbirth rate. Yvonne Amos is from Red Nose, an organisation that supports research into child deaths. She explains how stillbirths have a ripple effect.
We know there's 60 people affected by the death of a single child, so it has a community effect as well as an immediate effect on the family.
And Yvonne Amos says her organisation is turning its focus to stillbirths.
So when we commenced nearly 40 years ago now, our sole focus was sudden infant death syndrome and understanding why that happens. We've had tremendous success in that area, but we still don't know the cause of SIDS, and stillbirth today is a very similar problem.
Yvonne Amos from Red Nose, ending Stephanie Corsetti's report.